Thanks for calling XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes, I just called because somebody supposedly called me to reschedule my the pickup for the machine that I ordered, but nobody called me yet, so I just wonder if they're going to show up tomorrow or not.
Okay, we can find out. And I please have the phone numbers associated with your order.
510-401-4638.
Thanks for that information. Give me 1 minute to get this pulled up out the system for you.
Okay.
Should better see you in less than a minute. I'm looking for you in the old system first. So give me 30 seconds for that. All right, there's nothing there. Let me look in the new system.
Because they're supposed to show up today, but they was running late.
Okay. And that's the phone number associated with your order. What's the name of the store you bought your items from?
Can you say it again?
What's the name of the store you bought your items from?
I don't remember about an Amazon.
You don't know that? Well, nothing's coming up. You're going to have to remember because I have different screens I can look for it in.
So can I give you the XPO number?
What is that?
It is XPOP0121560.
This is Amazon.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm going to look for you in the new system first. XPOP0121560. All right, I'm not seeing anything. Let me copy it over to the old system. See if I can find it in the old system under the order number. I have it. You're in the old system.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on just a second. They got your number wrong. That's why. I can't correct it either. We can't change. You have to talk to Amazon to get them to correct it. They have your number 510-400 instead of 401.
Oh, I see.
43. Yeah, that's why you didn't get your delivery. They have 4336 instead of 4638. That's all
so
messed up.
So do I have to call Amazon again?
Yeah. I'm going to transfer you over to them. Only they can change it.
Okay.
We can't change another company's POs. Hold on just a second. Okay. But I can notate it for the driver. So just in case they don't change it, the next time they try to deliver, they're going to have the correct phone number. Called in to correct address. And I need to reschedule you because they have it set up for rescheduling already. Phone number. Correct phone number. I need to put that in there. Correct. Phone number is 510-401-4638. Please call this number. It's pretty little call. All right. Let me save it. Then I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay.
What's your What's your address and your email address?
22975 Amador Street in Hayward, California, 94541. And my email is caballerohelen@hotmail.com.
How you spell Caballero?
Caballero is CABALLERO.
Oh, that's your first name. Okay, Helen.
That's
you said
my last
at,
name.
I'm gonna tell them that. What's your, you said at Gmail or?
It's caballerohelen@hotmail.com.
At Hotmail, that's what I needed. Okay. So last name, first name. All right, hold on just a second. I got to put that in there for you, and then we're going to get your schedule, and I'm going to transfer you over to Amazon so they can correct your PO. Give me a minute.
Okay.
All right. CABALEROHELEN@hotmail.com. All right, let's see about rescheduling. Would you like, it's too late to reschedule because it's after 3 o'clock here. It's almost after 4 probably. I can reschedule you for Thursday. That would be the earliest. You can do that date or any date after that except for Sunday.
On Thursday at what time?
We don't do the time frame. Let me see if it's been set. Hold on. Because I can set it for you since it's Amazon. If it's been routed, I can't change it. Whatever's on there is going to be there. Means the system said it before. Yeah, you're not routed. What time you want it? I could do 9 to 12, 12 to 3, or 3 to 6.
Hey, 9 to 12 is okay.
Okay.
So you don't have nothing for tomorrow, right?
No, ma'am. You're not scheduled for tomorrow. You were scheduled for today.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're running late. They told me from 6 to 9, and they never show up. So I called around 12 and told them if they're going to come or not. They said they don't know.
Okay, Let's go back. I think you forgot what I just told you. They had the wrong phone number. That's why they didn't show up. That's why I took the time
to
put...
But they called me yesterday and leave me a message that they're going to come between 6 and 9. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
So they called you on the 4386 phone number?
Yeah, they leave me a message yesterday.
It's all right. Is that number some good?
I don't know. I had the message that they left me yesterday.
So, all right. So they called you on 510-400-4386. And you got that message?
Yeah, I got the message yesterday. They say they're going to be here between 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know how they call you and gave you that time frame with that number. But it said, I just set you 9 to 12. I can't remember what the time frame was. I don't think one was set at all. So it's really throwing me off.
But that's okay. Well, that's okay. You're going to schedule for a Thursday, you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. No, I say that on there for you. I got your notes in there about them calling the number that you're calling on now with the pre-call when they get ready to let you know that they're coming.
Okay.
So I got all of that set up for you. Now I'm finna schedule you. I didn't schedule you because I had to look at it to make sure it was the 16th. So I'm scheduling you for Thursday now, which is the 18th. You're going to get a time frame called Wednesday night, but we already know your time frame is, unless the system changes it to make you be able to fit on the route, it's 9 to 12. But the system can change it to make it fit. If you're scheduling between 9 and 12, if you don't fit within that time frame, the system will know it and automatically change it to where you fit it on that. All right, so I have all of that saved for 6/18.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Good luck with this. Enjoy your item. Thanks for calling this field. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.